live. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. Yeah, Anita's coming right up in just a second. This is the last word in real estate today, featuring Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. That's a great new intro.
It is a new intro.
It's bouncy. It's happy.
It's a little bouncy, a little too bouncy. But
a little too bouncy? Yeah.
I thought you liked it bouncy.
Remove the bouncy.
Oh, man. Roger did a great job with that.
He did.
So this is a new segment for us, starting the second week, your second time here. New for your show, but new as part of The Last Word, which is something that nobody else in Jacksonville is doing. You are the spotlight here in Afternoon Drive. People sitting out there in their cars listening to you.
Yes, and of course, we always want people to download the WBOB app. So that way they can listen to us anytime. And when you get home, you can download it and continue to listen.
Walk through Publix and listen to Anita while you're grabbing those groceries on the way home.
Exactly.
So you have a great show planned for today. Tell everybody a little bit about it.
I do. We're going to be talking about foreclosures. You know, a lot of people don't know what the process is. You know, we'll get phone calls. They say, hey, I'm an investor. I want to, I want to buy some properties and... they don't really know what's all involved in the process. And sometimes, you know, we as realtors, when we tell people that, you know, we're not going to find out for 10 days or there's these delays, you know, they think it's like our fault.
Right.
When it's just the process.
And the process of buying something that was in foreclosure may be a little bit more dangerous.
It
and
can
need
be.
A professional like yourself to kind of weed through all of this. Not dangerous as the house is going to fall down, but it might have some I's that weren't dotted and T's that weren't crossed, and they need a real estate professional in order to do that.
Yes. And then, you know, there's things that, you know, we want to still make sure, because a lot of investors will not do inspections, and those properties are definitely purchased as is. And so, but we still encourage them to do the inspections, so that way they have no surprises after the purchase and stuff. So we have a great show. We have Ryan Corson. He is the guru here in Jacksonville, who sells a lot of foreclosures. So we're going to get his insight today on what's the process and how to get the best deal out there. So,
and this is Ryan over here.
And this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Hello. How are you?
Thank you, Anita, for having me on.
Yeah. So we're glad to have Ryan on today. And
phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255, if you want to talk to Anita Hiles.
That's right, and that's 904-222-8255. And if you have questions about foreclosures or HUD properties, start those phone calls, because we're going to be talking about that this hour. And what is new with you, Bill?
Absolutely nothing. I got a full tank of gas. I'm happy. Gas prices are going down. There's a little chill in the air, you know.
They actually went up a little bit.
I don't know. I buy the cheap stuff.
I search
around town. I got a little phone on my app, so I always get the cheap stuff, you know.
We talked about this last week about
I've got the first and second. Yeah, you know what? I wear it proudly. I'm okay with that. But yeah, nothing else. I'm enjoying this hour. I'm enjoying all of these little hour segments that we do that is The Last Word, because I think at this point in time, we have an opportunity for those folks that are stuck on the Matthews Bridge or on the Hart Bridge or on 295 or I-10 following a broken down car.
I know.
And they're so frustrated. And if we can bring them a little cheer, upbeat, a little bubbly
and
show.
And what I'm going to tell people is that on Wednesday afternoons, before you get in your car at 5 o'clock, get your favorite ice cold soda and get in your cars, and just in case you end up stuck in that traffic, you can tune in to us. And
that's the Anita Hiles Rescue Kit, is a big, huge soda.
It is.
Okay.
Because, you know, when
bag of chips, maybe?
That would be nice.
Okay.
But not necessary. But when I was out in Southern California, you talk about traffic, I would get stuck on that. And one way for me getting home was 32 miles. And that's 32 miles at a snail pace.
I was out there for a year doing some helicopter work every day, stuck on the PCH.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what I would do, my husband and I, we would get, we were bad, we would get like a milkshake, you know. And that would be, and so what we would do, we'd pass other cars, cheers, hold up our shakes, cheers.
And would they cheers back to you, or would they do something else?
No, well, sometimes, but for the most part, they would give us a cheers.
Guy's
back.
Sweating bullets. He's wiping his brow. He's doing 5 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone on a 6-lane highway.
And it wasn't just any shake. It was from In-N-Out Burger. So
we don't have those here.
I know.
People don't know on the East Coast what In-N-Out is like.
I know. My son was, I think he was stationed at the time in Oklahoma. I made him get approval to meet me in Dallas because they opened an In-N-Out in Dallas. So I was able to fly in. We hoteled it, and it was awesome. He was happy as can be because, you know, being in the military, he was able to Dallas is a whole lot better than being in Oklahoma as far as activities and the nice mall that they have. And they had In-N-Out Burger.
You know, you and I both had an opportunity to travel around for our work. You're in California.
Sure.
and me and other places. We don't have a signature food here. We just don't have a signature food. When you go to... When you go to Ohio, you got Skyline Chili. Indianapolis, you've got Joe's Pizza. There's a cheesesteak or something in Philadelphia that everybody goes to want to get. So, but we don't have anything here in Florida.
We don't. Maybe we need to come up with
something.
We need
to come up with a signature food.
Yeah, but we'll work on that. We'll work on that. But we are so excited today to have Ryan Corson. Ryan, I'm going to say a few things about you. You're a Jacksonville graduate.
JU, Jacksonville University.
Yes. And you've been married for quite some time to your beautiful wife, Lindsay. And you've got three great kids. And one thing that was interesting, because I haven't seen you, we're work associates, if you will, in the same business as realtors.
Right.
And you've always been in great shape. But I noticed you've lost a lot of weight. And then I found out that you're doing triathlons and different races. You won some. Did you win some? Yeah, you finished an Ironman in Chattanooga, 142.2 miles in 2018. That's crazy. And you have something coming up this Saturday.
Right. This Saturday, I'm going to attempt my first 100-miler, which is the long-haul 100 in Cypress Creek Preserve in Wesley Chapel, just north of Tampa. So a little nervous, a little excited. I put the work in. In a race like that, you definitely get challenged mentally and physically.
Yes.
And it's pretty exciting. It's not just sticking some shorts and shoes on and going out for a run. There's an art to it. You have to pace it. You have to, go through your nutrition and really progress through something like that.
So I bet.
It's exciting.
You know, it takes a lot of discipline, and I know you are very disciplined. You've been in real estate and been doing real estate for over 15 years. Your main focus has always been with investing and foreclosure sales. And so tell us a little bit about, I know last week, we had one of your favorite people on our show. We had Chris Hogan last week.
Yes, Chris.
Yes.
Dave Ramsey, Chris Hogan. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that, but I didn't realize that you were a fan of Dave Ramsey and that you were actually one of his instructors.
Yes. I teach Financial Peace University at my church and been doing that for many years. And it's really cool to see families and singles and marrieds, work through a process to get their finances in order. And the testimonies that come from that are very rewarding.
That's awesome. And when we come back, we're going to hear a little more about that and about foreclosures. So give us a call. And Captain Bill.
All right, you're listening to The Last Word. The Last Word in Real Estate today is with Rapid Fire Real Estate, and Anita Hiles. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll be right back.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome to The Last Word. This is The Last Word in Real Estate today, featuring Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And Anita's got a great show going on here. The phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Anita, back to you.
Yes, and I'm Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And today I am so excited because we have Ryan Corson. And Ryan, you're a huge fan of our last week's guest, and you're also an instructor. And I'm sure you're proud to let everybody know you're debt-free because of that whole process.
Absolutely. I went through the Dave Ramsey program myself, my wife and I, and started at baby step one and it's worked our way to baby step seven. Definitely a long process in doing that. It was a little over 10 years, which is longer than some that take the course. Paid off over $100,000 in debt, non-secured, and sold some real estate rentals I had, and then started pecking our way at the home mortgage and got that one paid for as well. So
yeah, well, congratulations, because that's quite an accomplishment, and so I might have to take you and your wife out to dinner so I can learn some of these steps and do the same. And luckily, I really don't have any debt, but I do have a mortgage, and I'd love to. There you go. I'd love to get that paid off.
Absolutely.
So you're the guru in town. You have had how many foreclosures at at one particular time?
Back during the recession, there was a time I had close to 400 REOs, foreclosures, and I had a team of agents. I had a staff, and we worked with the banks and government entities and helped them, you know, get those properties off the books during that time.
How does somebody purchase? You know, I know that a lot of agents that do foreclosures do not like to represent the buyer. A lot of times you guys don't answer the phone for the public. Mm-hmm. You want them to reach out to a realtor to handle the buyer side, correct?
Sure. You know, when purchasing a foreclosure, it's not like purchasing, you know, using a real estate agent, buying, you know, John and Susie homeowner's home. You're dealing with an entity, a government entity, a corporation in sense where it's a lot of data-driven sales. And so when you're looking to purchase a foreclosure, you want a high-quality vested agent that understands how to purchase these foreclosures, because the way to do this is much different. And so as a buyer, I think this is great for your listeners here is, you know, you can interview a real estate agent. You just don't have to use the first person that you talk to. You know, interview them, see if they know what they're talking about, and see if they have the heart of a teacher. Like Chris Hogan probably said last week, you want to come out of your meeting with your real estate agent who is also helping you make one of the largest financial decisions. Typically, is purchasing a home, and so they're there to help you, and you want to learn through that process, and have with them having a heart of a teacher. But also, when purchasing a foreclosure, for example, when you make an offer on a foreclosure, you want your closing date could be strategic in such a way. For example, sometimes asset managers are bonused on how many closings they can have in a month, and so in a foreclosure, if you close on the last day of the month, given it's a business day, it has to fund, which many times could put you into the following month. So a good technique or just a good tip, if you have a quality agent, is make an offer with a closing date a few days before the last day of the month.
Sure, like the 25th.
Absolutely. So it's more than just the offer price. It's also the terms that you're offering. And a good quality real estate agent will know how to structure your offer to put you in the best, give you the best opportunity to get your offer accepted versus potential other offers that come in. Same with like an inspection period. Many times you want to have a shorter inspection period, so kind of do some more due diligence up front, which your real estate agent can help you do, and that will make your offer also look better.
Right. You know, that does remind me, because my average was 3 days. It's like, you got 3 days to go in there. I would always make the inspection period 3 days. Go in there, do whatever notes you need to take or whatever you need to do or whoever I need to get out there. So that way you can get in and out and you can figure it out if you need to back out of the deal or not. Because it's a lot of paperwork, right?
Depending on which would be a great tip for you here is, you know, working with a real estate agent to purchase a foreclosure is understanding who you're going to be, which entity you're going to be working with. So like, for example, if you're buying a HUD home, well, now HUD's process is paperless. And if your real estate agent doesn't use a HUD-specific purchase and sale agreement, that's different than what we have here locally as the Florida FAR bar, as we call it.
Sure.
Purchase and sale. So it's just that in itself is different process and purchasing a foreclosure.
A lot's involved. Now, I know for us, and you've mentioned this, that it's so important to pick a good agent that knows the process, because when we turn in that package to you, it's got to be flawless. If there's a mistake, if there's something that's not checkboxed, Ryan isn't happy.
Yes, I will send you a nasty gram via email.
Yes.
So, you know, selling these foreclosures, we're all graded. There's time frames. There's, you know, if If another agent with a purchaser takes 10 days to get me a complete offer package that doesn't have the I's dot and T's crossed, that's reduced time off the market. It's delaying the sale and getting the property off the books. And that also can show that if I can't get a complete offer package, what's the likelihood of this buyer and this agent actually moving this process to an actual closing? And, you know, some clients, some REO sellers are, if you don't have it in by this time frame, they'll cancel and move on to the next person. And it's unfortunate because, you know, there's no telling what's going on in the background between the agent and the buyer, but I've watched buyers, you know, great people lose houses because of failure to complete.
That's so true. And, you know, the clients or customers count on us, ask the real estate agent to know what we're doing and to get their offer in. So it is important to have the correct agent that knows how to work with realtors like yourself and to get them processed correctly. And, you know, do we ask for closing costs or, you know, things of that nature. So, excuse me. So that's all important. What are things that people should look for? You know, if someone were to call me tomorrow and they says, all I want to do is look for the foreclosures. And we have about 145 here in Jacksonville right now. And they say, that's all I want to look at. What tips can you give them? Because you've been in and out of properties. I've seen some of the nasty properties that you've been in. I've seen pictures on the MLS. And what tips can you give them? What are some of the key things that they should be looking at when they're out viewing these properties?
So the first thing, Anita, that's a great question, is understanding that, you know, we refer to these as foreclosures. And in the MLS system, when you're doing your search, it's called an REO, which stands for real estate owned. And what I've seen a lot from the public is they're confusing foreclosure, you know, with auction at the courthouse. And that's actually a different process. When you have a property go to the courthouse as a foreclosure, that's typically where there's a final judgment. And that is where an investor could bid on the property, which here in Duval County, you can do that online. And it's potentially risky. You got to understand the title. You got to understand what you're buying. And then once a entity, a bank, a government entity takes the property back from the courthouse, it's common for them to then assign it and put it into REO status and assign it to, say, a real estate professional. From there, you've got a couple disposition strategies. So there is a traditionally marketed in the MLS, and then you also have an auction disposition strategy. And there's, you know, you're seeing more auction sites come about right now in this market. And so there's two different ways where you can pull your MLS listings. And you got to understand, is it a traditional REO sale or is this an auction sale? And so then from there, when you find a property that a buyer likes, that's where your quality mortgage professional will come into play along with your quality agent. Is if I'm getting a loan, is this home financeable with the type of mortgage product that I am using to purchase my home? And what's happening, I'm seeing a lot of, is not all these homes are financeable, unfortunately. And some of them may only require cash. And some can also finance FHA, VA, conventional. And so understanding what financing type can fit with a home can also help get you through the process more smoothly, because some properties may require repairs that the lender calls
Correct.
Out.
And we're going to talk a little more about that when we come back. That's very interesting, because the financing part can be a difficult process when dealing with foreclosures. So stay tuned.
You ready?
Yes,
you ready?
Captain.
Okay.
Bill, it's yours.
You're listening to The Last Word. Today is The Last Word in Real Estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. She's going to step away for just a couple of minutes, her and her guest. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Join us on the backside, won't you?
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House says President Trump has signed a bill that will require some 800,000 federal employees to be compensated for wages lost or work performed during the partial government shutdown. Wednesday's bill signing was closed to the media. The House and Senate had voted to give the workers back pay whenever the federal government reopens. The shutdown is in its fourth week with no end in sight. British Prime Minister Theresa May's government has survived a no-confidence vote called after May's Brexit deal was overwhelmingly rejected by lawmakers. The House of Commons expressed confidence in the government by 325 votes to 306, meaning May can remain in office. Had the government lost, Britain would have faced an election within weeks while preparing to leave the European Union on March 29th. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 141 points, the Nasdaq rose 11. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, everyone. You know, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. That felt good, huh? Just like that, we had a nice, special sort of moment together. Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They could be loud moments, goofy moments, sporty moments, dorky moments. Moments where we talk or walk or just hang out. It doesn't really matter. They all count. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. Sounds like somebody agrees. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Today, call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's a crash now on the West Beltway 295 on the northbound ramp from Duval Road. That's close to the airport. Be careful there. Another accident causing major delays on the West Beltway 295 southbound before I-10. That one blocking the right lane. And another accident on Butler Boulevard heading east on the eastbound ramp from the 295 East Beltway. Clear and cold tonight. Expect a low 36. Thursday, sunny. High up to 65.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Anita went into the break talking about foreclosures. I think she's going to come right back out with the same subject. But don't forget, the phone lines are open. 904-222-8255. 904-222-TALK. Anita.
Yes, and don't turn that dial. Stick with us because we have a great show. And this is Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And thanks for being with us today. And today I have Ryan Corson. And Ryan Corson is the guru here in town. He is the man that knows, well, in my world, you know the most of anybody I've ever met here about investing and foreclosures and HUD homes and things of that nature. And before we went on break, you know, we were talking a little bit about auction properties. And what I find interesting about auction properties, and for the first timers that go out there, they've got to be careful with that, because they should join in with a title company and pay about $250 to have a title search done on these. And we had an individual that did not listen to us, and he went and did that. He has purchased a home that he will probably never in his lifetime be able to sell. That he is stuck with that home, and he will probably use it as a rental property, either that or just walk away from it and have it be an eyesore in the neighborhood. But you've got to be careful. You've got to know what you're doing. You have to do your homework when dealing with auction property, correct?
Absolutely. I'm assuming you're referring to when you're buying them at the courthouse.
Yes. Okay. Yes. When you're buying at the court, you know, we still call it at the court, the steps.
The online courthouse steps.
Yeah, the online courthouse steps. And, you know, one thing that's nice about doing it online, they give you the time frame. So you do have time to do your homework unless you're logging in that day and just find that property that day. But if that's the case, there's going to be another deal. Mm-hmm. Don't make the mistake that this person did, one of our customers, and he went rogue, went ahead and did that without doing a title search and a lien search, and that house will never be sold.
Wow.
It was a nightmare. He bought a nightmare, and that's why it was such a great deal. That's why it was cheap. Right? There's always a reason.
Right.
If it's too Absolutely. Good to be true, it's too good to be true. And so, I wanted to add, they got to be careful with that.
Absolutely.
Now, on foreclosures, which is also what we call here in real estate, REOs, real estate mm-hmm. owned, tell us some more about that process.
So there's typically a government entity, HUD. They have different disposition strategies. And what I mean by that is a property that they foreclose on from the courthouse, they take back as an REO, and it gets assigned to a real estate agent or broker. And then that agent, that broker, needs to determine, you know, does the market say that this property should be repaired or shouldn't be repaired? What is the condition of the property? And that also makes me kind of go into a little bit of how values are established with a foreclosure, because, you know, there's that stigma, it's a foreclosure, I can buy it pennies on the dollar. The bank's looking to get market value for the property. So still having a good high quality agent pulling comparable sales and really seeing, okay, is this foreclosure listed at a reasonable market value based on repairs it does or does not need, can really help you in how you prepare that offer. So going back to how they do the disposition, you have a traditional way where it's listed on the MLS, it goes out to all those different websites, and you can and then present your offer. The other way is auction. And so what I mean by auction is different than if you were purchasing it at the courthouse or the online courthouse, as we said earlier. This is where typically there's an auction company, and that auction company is going to market the property, and there's a couple risks or things that you should be careful of when looking at that. And on those,
I honestly think, Ryan, that they should put all the realtors in a room, and it should be like, we should have an auctioneer, and that's how we should do those auctions.
It can be like the old days when you did go to the courthouse and you had to show your 5%
check, exactly.
cashier's check.
Wouldn't that be cool?
And
do
it
fun.
That day.
We'd be fighting.
Yeah. So you can see an auction list price, say at $50,000, and it's kind of like a teaser price, because a lot of times you're going to pay what's called as an auction premium, which could be 5% on whatever you end up purchasing it for in addition to the price. And a lot of that covers the real estate commission and or auction fees.
Now, they want cash. I mean, that's their best bet is cash. Cash is gold, or cash is key.
I always recommend the 100% down plan to buyers. But if you can't, then and you have to go out and purchase a mortgage or get a mortgage with a good quality mortgage professional, because not every mortgage professional has dealt with financing a foreclosure. And that can run you into some roadblocks.
And sometimes you want to strangle them, right? Right? It's like every so often we can't get a hold of those lenders. I mean, you want to strangle them, right?
Sure.
Yes. It's like, where are they?
And there's some really good ones out there too. So,
oh, absolutely.
And when I see their names, you get a little excited because you're like, there's a good chance this one's closing. And so with the auctions is, you know, these banks, they have auction reserves. And sometimes they show them and sometimes they don't. It's almost like, you know, you're buying on Amazon, like a buy it now type scenario with a home. And just to wrap your head around, I'm going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy this auction item, which is actually your home that you're going to live in. You need some good people around you to help you make those decisions, because some of these auction companies will require you as the buyer to use your own title company, and there's extra costs and closing costs involved with that. So,
sure. And in lending, is there a pecking order? I mean, I always tell people that obviously cash is king, and then it's conventional, then it's FHA, and then VA.
You know, Anita, I'd actually go a step before that. I would actually look at kind of where we started in the beginning of the show is, you know, your baby steps with Dave Ramsey. Am I actually financially sound and able to purchase a home? And then once you get an agreement with that, then I would recommend, like you said, I'd go find a good mortgage professional and see where you lay. If your finances are in order, many times there's a good chance you'll get some of the best rates, you'll get some of the best products that the mortgage industry has, and then you get what's called as pre-qualified or pre-approved, as they say in the industry. You have your down payment, get your real estate agent, and then go shopping for a foreclosure. And so you've kind of assembled your team as a buyer, per se, and you have people helping you walk through this big financial purchase that you'll have in your lifetime.
And you use the word baby steps, and that's really what you have to do in purchasing any type of property.
Mm-hmm.
If it's investing, if it's a foreclosure, if it's an auction property, you want to take steps. It's not today, okay, I'm going to go buy a house tomorrow, and I get a phone call, which I'm always grateful to get, but I end up doing that exact thing. It's like, let's sit down, let's go over the steps on how to purchase a house, and let's make sure that that not only that you qualify, but to make sure that you're not, this is not going to be so overwhelming for you, because to purchase a home should be a fun event. It does cause stress, but mm-hmm. when you're paying too much money or you don't have the funds, that's how we ended up.
You don't want me knocking on your door.
You don't want to know Ryan in that fashion, and through the bank system and stuff. It's kind of heartbreaking, actually, right?
Yes. I've unfortunately have seen some of those stories, and,
right. You
know, it's, you know, a lot of unfortunate things have happened to people, and it's, you just have to walk them through that
process.
It's
a terrible process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was, I tell you, one time I went through a house. And a lot of people think that, you know, every foreclosure is thrashed. They're not. I walked into a house and it was all in good order. And the homeowners had stickets everywhere with little notes on, you know, how this works and how. And it was so sad to see that, because you could tell they took pride in their house. And the only satisfaction, I guess, for that is that, you know, somebody else purchased it and made it into and continue that nice home. But
absolutely.
Yeah, it could be a tearjerker out there.
That's a tough way to end this segment,
it
Anita.
It is. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how we can make a profit from foreclosures and how to establish that value.
Okay. You got me all kind of the post-it notes on the wall.
A little teary-eyed. Yeah, exactly. I know. It was a heartbreaker.
You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word in Real Estate is featuring Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. We're going to step away for a minute. We'll be right back. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and you're welcoming Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate back here on The Last Word in Real Estate. Anita's got a special guest in the house, and today she's talking about foreclosures. Anita.
Yes. AJ, what would we do without you reminding us, put your headsets on?
That's right. Put those headsets on now. Emergency.
The problem is we're having such an interesting conversation that we're trying to relate to the people that are out there.
Warning, Will Robinson.
That's right. And Bill's so calm about it.
We
remember
that.
He just slowly puts them on where I'm like... trying to breathe.
My job is to be slow and calm and
I love it.
Travel to the exits on both sides of the wing and, you know, everything's going to be fine.
Well, we're always buying and selling at Realty Executive Oceanside. So I am easy to find and you can always find me at rapidfirerealestate.com. So log into my website. You will love it and you'll see my different agents there. And some of our property, and I'm going to be adding Chris Hogan on there and Dave Ramsey Solutions on there. Because I always tell it's funny, Ryan, but I always tell people to read his book, my first time buyers, the Total Money Makeover.
Total Money Makeover.
I love that
awesome
book. I love that book. Gave it to my son, told him read it. So here we are talking about foreclosures and. I think one of the things is how is value established? We were talking a little bit about that before break.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the bank is the one that sets the price. How do they do that? What is that based on?
So, you know, so many times I see offers and, you know, the agent says, well, it's a foreclosure. We're going to offer, you know, 50% on the list price and we're going to steal the house.
Yeah, and the client's going, well, it's a foreclosure, you know, take off 50 grand off of it. No, it's already discounted.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, each entity, each bank, each government entity that are selling these foreclosures have their different systems, but kind of a flyover of what that looks like is they're gonna assign what's called as a BPO, that's a broker price opinion, also known as say a CMA, very similar to an appraisal, but not an appraisal. And we will tell the bank, you know, what we think the home is worth. So for example, I may go out to a property, I may see the repairs that it needs. I'm going to document those repairs. I'm going to take lots of pictures. Sometimes I take 70 to 100 pictures on a house. And I send that report in and I tell them as their boots on the ground, this is what I believe the market will bear in the condition that it's in. Or if you fix it up, I think I can sell it for X price. From there, sometimes they'll get 1, 2, 3 of those from different real estate agents, and then they can order an actual appraisal by a licensed appraiser, whether it be FHA or a traditional type appraisal. They'll reconcile those values. They'll look for variances in value, see if everyone is seeing the same thing. And then actually they have their own data. They have more data than I may even have sometimes. And so I think a lot of times buyers see these foreclosures and think pennies on the dollar, or because they haven't seen the home, they
Correct.
Don't know what, you know, can I get one over on them? But, you know, these banks are sitting with a pile of data and analytics, very detail oriented. And they're going to set a list price. And right now in the market, the inventory is low. So, and they know that. They have these different regions they look at and say, okay, well, maybe I can push the value a little bit and see what happens. Because they can look on their books and say, well, I've got 3 more defaults on mortgages around the corner in the same neighborhood. And if I let this house go cheap, it's going to affect the other 3 default properties that I may or may
sure,
not
absolutely.
Get back at the courthouse. It's a comparable. And so, you know, they're looking at market value. So just understand that as a buyer working with a real estate agent, that's where it's crucial to say, what are the comparables? So for example, I have a house listed right now that it's undervalued and it's not... It's very rare a lot of times that it'll be listed lower than what I said it's worth, actually.
That is rare.
And that creates a multiple offer process. And so buyers a lot of time thinks, well, I offered asking price. You know, why isn't the bank accepting my offer? And as we said earlier, it's not necessarily the price. It can also be the terms. But many times, if you pull the comparables, that $150,000 list price, it really should probably be listed for $170,000. And so that kind of, you'll see the sale at a much higher than asking list price. And a lot of times it's hard to say, okay, I offered what they wanted, but I didn't get the home. And that can be frustrating a lot of times.
Right. It can be. But it could be almost any reason why we didn't get it.
Right.
You know? And something could have been wrong with the package. To somebody had maybe better financing,
mm-hmm.
To somebody paying cash for it. So a lot of times we never know why. We just get told we
Your
went
offer
on.
Was rejected.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Right. We hate that email. It's like, well, we want to know why, and we don't get the why. It's just, this is the way right. it is. Now, what are some risks involved in purchasing a foreclosure?
So... Not to be too negative, but there are some risks, and having the right people in place again is huge for this. But you want to make sure you have a title agent, you want to look at the title commitment on the property. And it's very important because sometimes foreclosures happen if, you know, there's a death and the home becomes vacant. And sometimes when you foreclose, if all parties that are the heirs aren't notified, there could be some type of title issue that just flags up. And you could think you're buying this home and then come to find out it may need to be re-foreclosed on. And then all of a sudden the property gets withdrawn and you can't purchase your, you know, your dream home, the home that you wanted to put sure. your family in. And some of those things happen.
And yeah, we mentioned this before. You want to check for liens. You want to make sure that nothing is on the property that you're going to assume. And you always want to pay for insurance.
Absolutely. Owner's title policy insurance. That's very important. And also a survey. I can give you a handful of stories. Many times this happens with investors, actually, who purchase.
Correct.
Investors will say, I'm paying cash. I'm saving the, you know, the on average $300 for a survey. And what happens is that's an exception in your owner title policy. And so if you come down the road with a survey issue that comes up, and I've seen this on waterfront property, and next thing you know, you have a title problem and it prohibits you from reconveying the property.
Correct. Or you have just a survey issue,
mm-hmm.
and you thought it was more land than it was, and guess what? It's not. And so you just purchase a house. People don't realize that survey is critical. Don't use an old survey. Get a new one. It's $300.
Mm-hmm.
It's the cheapest guarantee that you're going to find out that no one is on your property. This is what you own versus, you know, a lot of investors don't. And then, you know, we hear them crying afterwards.
Right.
Yeah. And what are some other risks?
I would say, you know, if you're getting a home that needs repairs, or I would say almost every foreclosure to some degree, I would highly recommend a home inspection because those guys now, well, they're licensed in the state, they're going to thoroughly look through this home and try to find different things. And some of these homes can look wonderful. I had a house in World Golf Village many years ago. House was a beautiful two-story stucco home. Well, a portion of the house was way off of the foundation and had a major foundation problem. And basically half the whole right side of the home had to be taken off and rebuilt. And had a buyer not done an inspection, later down the road, they're going to run into
some
problems and a lot of money. And so that home inspection, you know, that fee that you paid for that could have saved you thousands of dollars.
Right. Well, Ryan Corson, it was a pleasure to have you on Rapid Fire Real Estate. And I want to wish you the best of luck on your run this weekend.
Oh, thank you so much.
You need to conquer that. And I'm sure we'll chat more in our business, of course. And I definitely want to hear about how you do this weekend. I'm excited for you.
Thank you so much.
And I guess we're going to have our hot, hot properties next week.
Yeah, that hot. It was too cold out today.
I suppose. So I guess my hot properties. But again, this is Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com.
You've been listening to The Final Word. Today's Final Word in Real Estate was featuring Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Join us next Wednesday when Anita will be back with a totally different subject.